Campaign 2012, things heating up. President Obama and Republican rival Mitt Romney are campaigning in battleground Virginia. There are 13 electoral votes up for grabs in the state, and Virginia has received the third largest TV ad dollars so far this year from the Obama and Romney camps.
Well, joining us now, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Good to have you back, Gwen.
Good to be here.
So this campaign stop in Virginia comes after a week where taxes, jobs, health care, they seem to be the main themes for both the president and Mitt Romney.
It's very interesting to see the attention they're paying in Virginia. I'm really glad I don't live in Richmond, because I don't think I would be able to turn on the television just to watch Entertainment Tonight without getting 85 negative ads in an hour. And actually, it's not 85, but it's something like that. It's really quite intense. And when you watched the president and Tim Kaine and Mark Warner in Virginia today, you began to understand what the stakes were. You know, Tim Kaine is being painted as someone who is too close to the president, and he extended that embrace today. And it is very interesting to watch what they're doing. Basically, what's happening in Virginia and in every battleground state and nationwide is that the president and Mitt Romney are trying to beat each other to the punch in defining the other. So you heard words like liar tossed around this week in advertising and also on the campaign stump by staff. You heard the revival of Mitt Romney's record at Bain Capital being brought up and whether he actually had violated SEC rules according to some Obama staffers by saying he was in charge when he wasn't. It's all really not about the details. It's about who is this guy and do you trust him?
And they're targeting the middle class. That says a lot, too, Gwen.
They are, but they're targeting them in symbolic ways. For instance, the president came out, as we saw at the beginning of the week, and said, I want to lower taxes for the middle class. But what he proposed, he knows, will never pass Congress. Members of Congress the next day went to the floor of the House and said, we want to repeal this health care bill because it's hurting the health care law, because it is hurting the middle class. And it passed the House, but they also knew it would never survive the Senate. So there's a lot of positioning going on, but for very good reason. It's at this time every year, 4 years, where you get to fix in the public's mind, those who haven't made up their minds already, who is this other guy that is worth listening to? If they wait till they get to their conventions, it's too late.
Gwen, looking forward to the show tonight. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill and National Journal tonight at 8 on TV 26.